This is 90.3 FM, KEXP in Seattle, around the world, on the web at kexp.org. My name is Chili. In the studio here at Avast for KEXP, we've got a great band from Mexico joining us for a live session today, Los Mundos. Welcome to the Northwest.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Play a little music for us, please.
We'll be right back.
Awesome. Joining us live here at KEXP from Monterrey, Mexico, Los Mundos. Thank you so much for coming to KEXP, your first time in the Pacific Northwest.
Sure. This is our first time. Thank you for having us here.
Of course. It's my honor to have you guys in, one of my favorite rock groups. Cool to have you recording for us here at KEXP. Let's talk a little bit about the beginning of Los Mundos. It started back in like 2011, 2012, while Alejandro and Luis, you guys were living in different cities. How did you come together?
Sure, we met, actually the first record we made, we didn't know each other. I knew that Luis played in Pijama Party, and at that time I was playing in another band, Sesenta Tigres, and we want to make like a featuring, something like that, with Luis. So I sent this song, it's called El Sol No Sabe. It was like our first song, and it worked really good, and it sounded really, really nice. And actually at that time, Sesenta Tigres was like separating. So I told Luis like, hey, let's do like an EP or let's work something, let's do more songs, right? And we ended up making a full album.
So the first song you did sharing parts across the internet, but for the first record, did you actually get together or did you do the whole thing separate?
No, everything was made separate. I was living.
Had you met at that point?
Actually, I didn't know Luis. Like, we just talked by. At that time, it was Messenger, I think. Mm-hmm. Facebook wasn't like that popular, I think. So we talked everything by Messenger, and we send our files. Yeah, basically that's how our first album was done. And when we ended up like, we finished the record. We met in Monterrey. And that was like the first time we talked.
And you guys played Normal in like 2012, is that correct?
12 or yes, 30? It was in 2012, yes.
Was that one of the first times you guys played live together?
No,
we had several shows on Ciudad de Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had like, I don't know, we're not a band that plays live that much. I think we have more records, or we have more songs that what we play like live.
Why is that? Because of the separation of where you live?
No, actually right now we all live in Monterrey, but it's more like the way it just works, the band, and I don't know, we feel very good at the studio.
And the records sound great. You've been putting them out almost every year since you got together.
Yeah, we've been trying like putting records each year, so EPs or whole albums.
Cool. And I think, Luis, I actually met you at Normal in 2013 because you were selling stickers and like some zines. And I recognized the illustrations from Pijama Party. And
yes.
We started talking then. You do a lot of drawing. In fact, you're doing a metal zine on the regular right now?
Yeah, I have a comic strip that is called Fan de Carcas. And it's about this metal guy, funny guy. And yeah.
It's perfect, because you can tell you guys dig heavy sounds, big riffs, classic riff rock, but also metal, but also with a great pop sensibility, definitely into Beach Boys and classic good pop. The sound is thick and heavy, but it really brings you in with the riffs and like that underlying pop. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, we make the music that we listen, the bands that we like, we try to sound like them or something like that.
Something like that, I think. We don't try to like copy exactly.
No, what,
yeah, but we try to like put our own stuff on the things we do, right?
Any band that mentions Hawkwind in their bio is okay with me.
Yeah. Yeah, we would like to sound like Hawkwind, like space rock and all this mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
You guys don't just make songs, you make like a world. Yeah. You have a sound that takes you to some sci-fi planet somewhere. Each track is like landing on some thick rock riff planet.
Yeah, that's what the last album is all about. Yeah, that's what you say.
Let's talk about the newest record. It's called Ciudades Flotantes. And this was released this year, 2018, one of my favorites. Did you guys actually get to record together for this one?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's the first album that we recorded everything at our studio back in Monterrey, Las Dunas. We recorded everything there, and it has been like the longest time we've been like how do you say, like, making songs, composing them, it took, like, more time, like, and it's, like, a very different albums from Las No Hay Quien Se Salve or Las Montañas, because those are, like, very concepts. They have, like, a concept from when you start till it ends. And Ciudades Flotantes is, like, more throwing, like, songs and not, like, seeing an album as a whole.
Mm-hmm. But it came together very well. Was that natural?
Yeah. Yeah, we tried to do that. Yeah.
So there was no concept for this one, just a general sound and progression of the band?
Yeah, and the science fiction atmosphere.
It's always there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Los Mundos, joining us from Mexico, here to Vast Studios for KEXP. And as I mentioned, the latest full-length great record called Ciudades Flotantes. You guys want to play some songs off that?
Sure. We're going to play two songs on that record, Amantes de la Sangre and Lenta Combustión.
Please, let's go. This is Los Mundos, live at KEXP.
We'll be right back.
Yes. Los Mundos live at KEXP. I recently saw a picture on the internet with some drums sitting in the middle of the desert somewhere. Are you guys recording some new material or just putting drums in the desert?
No. We went to this place, abandoned mine. It's like an hour and a half from Monterrey. First, we took like this tom and djembes and record a song. But the idea came that let's take like the whole drum kit and computer preamps, microphones, everything, and we recorded like six or seven songs for our new album that we're working right now.
Wow, that's a lot. How did it sound out in the desert? Did you get a cool sound?
It sounds awesome. And also like the experience of going up there, because it's like, I think like a 30-minute walk. Like you get your bass drum, your toms and everything. It was a really hard work. And
yeah,
we were really tired after that.
Did you come with all those songs ready to record, or once you were there, did they start to come out?
We had several songs, but while we were there, like, things changed. Like, I don't know, you get inspired by the place. It's, like, really amazing, and you get, like, these really big drum sounds, and I don't know, it's a cool thing, like, experimenting, and that's also, like, what we're trying to do, like, different things that we're done, and or trying to make... Yeah, things sounds different.
So you got like six or seven songs, you said? You feel like, and they're all cohesive, like this is going to be a new record maybe next year or something?
Yeah, I hope, I think we're hoping next year we release two records.
Okay.
Yeah, we already have like a record done and we're working in the other one. So hope next year we can release them.
Very cool. Once again, Los Mundos live here at KEXP. You got one more track for us?
Sure.
I would love to hear it.
Yeah. This song is also on Ciudades Flotantes. It's Rompe Tu Guitarra. We'll be right back.
Mundos live at KEXP. Latest full-length record called Ciudantes Flotantes.
Yeah.
One of my favorites of 2018. It's been a great pleasure to have you visiting us here in the Pacific Northwest and stopping by Seattle. And KEXP specifically, thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks all the staff here at Avast Studio. We had an awesome time.
Yes, thank you to Avast. Thanks to the whole KEXP crew. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Gracias.
Los Mundos here at KEXP, Seattle.